Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is Moondog?
Moondog Makers and Bakers is not just a catering company. It's blending tradition with innovation and something familiar just done differently. To get a taste of what they're truly all about, you can order some awesome merch, crafted spice blends, or request catering for your very own event. MoondogMakersandBakers.com.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
I'll be honest with you guys, I'm a little surprised that we're going to get to talk about what we are talking about tonight. The College Football Playoff Committee got it right. I truly did not expect Ole Miss to stay ahead of Georgia, especially after what happened with the AP, but I am glad to have been proven wrong because the process is still a good one. It is an accurate one. Ole Miss is number 9. They stay ahead of Georgia, and there is a lot to talk about with these rankings tonight on this edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. I'm so glad that you guys are with me. Don't forget, while you're here, to subscribe. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast feed. Wherever you get them, just search Rebel Report in your favorite podcast app. Subscribe, and if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also, like the video, leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. And this edition of the Rebel Report is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. TJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, he's in Fulton, Mississippi, but he can cover you anywhere in this state. You don't need to be from that area. If you need legal advice, if you're a small business owner and you need legal help for any reason, TJ Gregory's got you. If you have been personally injured, don't delay another second. Call DJ Gregory right now, 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, presenting the Rebel Report for all of your personal injuries, small business needs, or contract disputes. So I'll run through the rankings quickly, and then we will get to some reaction to it. Illinois at 25, which is helping some of the Big Ten teams stay where they are. UNLV 24, Missouri a joke at 23 in my opinion, but oh well. Iowa State at 22, Arizona State at 21, Tulane at 20. Army at 19, South Carolina, this helps Ole Miss, at 18. More on that in a little bit. Clemson at 17, Colorado at 16, A&M, Texas A&M at 15. BYU free falls after a loss. I think it's justified. At 14, SMU 13, Boise State 12, Tennessee, last team in Tennessee, at 11. Georgia at 10, Ole Miss at 9, Miami at 8, Alabama jumps Miami. Notre Dame at 6, Indiana 5, Penn State 4, Texas 3, Ohio State 2, and Oregon number 1. So first of all, the Ole Miss ranking at number 9, I think that the committee got this part of it right, keeping them ahead of Georgia. Now, Georgia's resume overall, if you completely remove the head-to-head, if you just take it out and remove it completely, Georgia's resume is better than that of Ole Miss's. But what I really like what the committee did here is they know, and everybody knows, that you cannot just remove head-to-head from discussions. The games did happen, and because they happened, even like when you look around with teams that have bad losses or weird losses, like with Alabama and Vanderbilt, it's not an exact science, but when you have teams like Ole Miss and Georgia that have the same record, now, again, Georgia's resume, it's slightly better, certainly better, though, than Ole Miss's, but it hasn't been long since Ole Miss lined up across the field from Georgia and physically imposed their will on them. And the committee actually talked about that when asked about it tonight. That wasn't a fluky win. That wasn't one of those weird things where a bunch of stuff had to go wrong and whatever, right? That was a game in which Ole Miss physically dominated Georgia from the third minute of the game on. They gifted Georgia a touchdown and then beat them 28-3 after that. A truly dominating performance. Georgia had 59 rushing yards, and they didn't even get to 190 passing yards. Ole Miss was better up front on both lines of scrimmage. They dominated the football game. And that domination took precedent over resume in this case. I think that that's what should happen. I am glad that the committee saw that. When they were going through the rankings, they were obviously going down to up, and that is not the same as what happened with SMU and BYU, which, again, as we talk about on the radio show and as we've done here together as well, it feels like at times they just kind of make it up as they go along, and SMU and BYU is one of those things. SMU is ranked ahead of BYU. They have the same record, similar resumes. BYU beat SMU. So why do you have Ole Miss over Georgia, but not BYU ahead of SMU? Make that part of it make sense. Doesn't matter. They got one half of that equation right. One qualm I do have is Alabama jumping Miami, but not Ole Miss and Georgia. Miami did not play this week. Alabama did. They beat Mercer. Ole Miss did not play this week. They obviously did a week ago. Georgia played this week, and they beat Tennessee soundly. But if you look at resumes, again, you look at resumes, I know Alabama has a head-to-head win over Georgia, but the resume says that Georgia, resume-wise, is better than Alabama. So why does Alabama move ahead of Miami, but not Georgia, and by default, because Ole Miss is ahead of Georgia, Ole Miss? If I was making these rankings, if I were on the committee, I think I would have punished Miami for that Georgia Tech loss paired with the schedule that lacks good wins. I would have put Miami 10th, and Ole Miss would have been 8th, and Georgia would have been 9th to me. Tennessee's fine exactly where they are. Although they have a win over Alabama, Tennessee's got some resume issues themselves, ever so slightly. But that's the one real qualm I have about this is why is Alabama ahead of Miami but not Ole Miss and Georgia? But what we did learn in this is what we've been talking about for weeks now, but it was confirmed with this ranking. Ole Miss takes care of business and there will be no drama. They win and they are in, especially when you look at teams behind them, right? Like Georgia, for example. Georgia has UMass and Georgia Tech, so there will not be an impressive win available for Georgia to jump Ole Miss. Florida and Mississippi State greater than UMass and Georgia Tech. Tennessee, it's who are they playing this weekend? I should have the helmet schedule up in front of me. Is it Kent State, I believe? And then Vanderbilt at the end of the season. Let me see if I got that right. UTEP, not Kent State. Same difference. So Tennessee cannot have a pair of wins that will jump Ole Miss. They need somebody to lose in front of them. Things can get weird, I suppose, if Texas A&M were to beat Texas. But at that point, brand aside, you know, hook 'em aside, Texas would not have a resume that would be adequate to make the playoff ahead of Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and even Tennessee. Because Texas at that point would not have a single quality win. Maybe if you want to call Vanderbilt one, but they're not ranked and they're not going to be. So it already figured itself out. The committee got Ole Miss ahead of Georgia right. Win the next two games and you're in. I guess the next question is, what will they need to do to host a playoff game? The bracket as it currently sits right now has Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise State getting byes. And as you guys know, why that happens, because Boise State is ranked ahead of the assumed Big 12 champion, which would be BYU. So Boise State, to me, that resume and what they would have accomplished would not have earned a bye, in my opinion, but that's the format and that's what happens. So those would be your four. Ole Miss would head to Bloomington, Indiana to play Indiana. You should sign that in blood, frankly. And the winner of that game would play Texas. Georgia at Penn State, the winner playing Miami. Ohio State, BYU, the winner playing Boise State. Alabama, Notre Dame, the winner playing Oregon. So if Ole Miss were to get into that coveted 8 seed, they need I mean, they need a couple of losses in front of them, right? They would need maybe Notre Dame to lose, which is entirely possible, by the way, with Army this weekend and at Southern Cal coming up. Indiana with a deciding loss to Ohio State could be a team that Ole Miss were to jump in front of. I think that that would be apt and that could most definitely happen. Maybe Penn State loses to Minnesota this weekend. Kind of a long shot, but that there is a path to them hosting. There are 2 weeks left and it's college football. Chaos happens all the time. Ole Miss cannot contribute to that chaos if they want to make the playoff, but the path is clear. They're in the position that we talked all offseason about them getting to. There is no ambiguity anymore. There's no real alternative. Quite frankly, it's win your next two games and you make the playoff, and win your next two games with a little bit of help and you're hosting a playoff game because the committee got it right. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you, get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority. They've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, here we go. I see you in your battle against Haydad over where Ole Miss will be ranked. I win. And he's been off each of the last 2 days of this week, so I get to eat crow tomorrow. Or excuse me, I get to make him eat crow tomorrow because I was right. Ole Miss fans wanted Tennessee to lose, and they did. They stayed in front of Georgia. That win looks even better. Georgia's not losing their next two games, and because of who they're against, Ole Miss will not fall behind Georgia as long as they win, and Tennessee is now out. Tennessee's out, and I was right, and Haydad was wrong. Ha, 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 Brian Haydad, you idiot. I'm kidding. He's awesome, but anyway. If NIU loses to Miami of the North, Notre Dame should drop. Notre Dame, I truly think that Notre Dame is the best candidate here to lose. I think they're a better candidate to lose than even Alabama. I know. I think they're a better candidate to lose than Penn State, than Oregon, than Ohio State, and so on. I think there's a real chance Notre Dame's losing. Beat Florida and they're in? Well, not quite. They got to beat Mississippi State as well. The like button is active. Yeah, like the video, please. Felt like Ole Miss fans must have had a relief to see that still in front of Georgia. That dominant win is carrying weight. Ole Miss is passing the eye test. And what really helps, I think, is there's a couple of coaches in that room that kind of put their hand up and say, hey, hold on. I know that teams, including Ole Miss, have funky losses. Notre Dame's got a really funky loss. Tennessee's got kind of a funky loss, although offensively they've kind of been bad for a while now. But what happened 2 weeks ago was not funky. It was physical dominance. That's what that was. And it's not one of those things where 9 times out of 10, hello, Hugh Freeze, Georgia would win. But that one day, it was just everything broke in Ole Miss's favor. It didn't. Their quarterback got hurt pretty badly on the first possession and threw an interception as a result. And his arm, again, was hit. The ability to follow through is important when throwing a football. And when your arm gets hit and you can't follow through, things happen. It didn't go perfectly for Ole Miss in that game at all. And they still physically dominated. You'll take that Indiana-Texas bracket right now. Yeah, No kidding. I think Texas is as big of a paper tiger. And look, they're still not bad. They still certainly can beat people, including Ole Miss. They can beat Ole Miss. Of course they can. But I think that Ole Miss's defensive front would give Texas in a hypothetical matchup some serious, serious problems. A home playoff game would be rad. It would be unbelievable. And the path to get there is not all that crazy anymore. So rankings told you that 10-2 Ole Miss almost is in almost no matter what. I think they would survive a scenario of A&M 10-2 beating Texas. I agree, because I do think Texas would, in that scenario, fall out. I do think so. Texas's resume in that scenario would be empty. Their best win would be Vanderbilt. What would their second best win be? I mean, Michigan? Michigan's awful. Texas's second best win, Florida, in that scenario, that they would, unless Brand would just completely take over, Texas would be out if they lose to A&M. Also, Indiana loses next week, and Ole Miss is one spot away from a host. Yeah, root like hell for Ohio State. And I know that there's this Indiana discourse now, and it's baffling to me that we are choosing, and I say we loosely, we are choosing to die on the Indiana hill right now as if they're getting treated unfairly. And it's like they're preemptively, like there's a column in The Athletic just now. It's almost like it's a preemptive column anticipating a blowout loss to Ohio State. Because how on earth is Indiana being treated unfairly right now? They have a weak schedule, a very weak schedule. They have an opportunity this weekend to validate themselves, but they're currently ranked number 5. Even if they lose this weekend, they're very likely still going to make the playoff. So why are we screaming and crying about where Indiana is as if the difference between 5 and 4 is significant? It's not. The difference between 11 and 10 is significant, but Indiana is not getting treated unfairly. Their ranking is totally fine. They haven't played anybody worth a damn. And if they have a good showing this weekend against Ohio State, even in a loss, they're going to make the playoff. If they happen to win that game, then great, they'll move up even more. If they happen to lose that game badly, then they will fall rather dramatically because their schedule is awful. And people say, well, they can't help who they play. No, they can't. They didn't make the schedule. The Big Ten did. But Indiana also has, I mean, life's not fair sometimes, and they have not been given the opportunity to prove themselves against better teams. Here's their opportunity Saturday. Crying about them not getting fair treatment is bogus. They're 5th right now. They're 5th in the country with the schedule ranking in the 100s. It's preemptive is what it is. It's absolutely preemptive. South Carolina should be higher than 18. I agree. Let me find the rankings again. Where would I have put South Carolina? Ahead of Clemson? Definitely ahead of Texas A&M. I would have South Carolina ahead of Texas A&M right now. Ahead of, BYU. Ahead of SMU, probably. But 3 losses versus 1 is where it gets muddy. But Tennessee's in a weird spot right now. They're in an extremely weird spot right now. Tennessee, so I thought I saved this. I guess I'll do it this time. Ross Dellinger pointed out Tennessee has no control over their path. Their 2 games are against bad teams. They need either Texas A&M, so they need either Auburn to beat A&M and A&M beat Texas. They need Minnesota to beat Penn State. And all these are or, right? They don't need all of these things, but they need Minnesota to beat Penn State or Ohio State to beat the crap out of Indiana and Indiana free fall, which I'm not totally convinced that they would. Oklahoma to beat Alabama or Florida to beat Ole Miss or Georgia Tech to beat Georgia or Army/USC to beat Notre Dame. Tennessee needs one of those things to happen. They need help. Also, the Tennessee crying with them at 11 is hilarious. Yeah, their resume is objectively worse by any meaningful measure, their resume is worse than that of the teams in front of them. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever for them to be ranked ahead of Georgia. There is no reason whatsoever for them to be ranked ahead of Ole Miss. None. Their resume is not as good. It's an objective fact. It's not an opinion. Their resume is not as good in totality as the two teams in front of them. Sorry, it's just how it works. Ohio State will beat Indiana by 17. That makes it even more tough. I mean, it needs to be like 4 or 5 touchdowns, just a true, thorough domination. If it's even 17, I don't think Indiana's dropping completely out. I really don't. What talks about the scheduling system is that the Big Ten is going to have an inherent advantage playing worse schedules and pretty much sweeping the host sites along with Notre Dame. And didn't we learn a lesson here? Didn't we learn a lesson? Don't play anybody. Just don't play anybody. Penn State's best win. What is it? Illinois? Don't play anybody. Indiana's fifth. Don't play anybody. What's the point? Tennessee crying is hilarious. Win the game and there's no question. Also, don't forget to throw batteries and golf balls in your pockets. Yeah. Your boy Jeb from DeKalb, DeKalb. Nailed his prediction. Your guess was 10. Old Jeb knows ball. I don't know what you're referencing, but if you picked 9, good on him. Josh Pate has Ole Miss at number 2 in his power ratings. I have not seen that, but I mean, the way they've played the last few weeks leads that to be, you know, a very rational thought. You will continue to be Penn State's biggest hater. What a joke. They are walking to a 6th seed undeserved. Texas kind of the same way. But Texas will at least have to, they will at least have to beat A&M to get there. Penn State's got Minnesota and Maryland to get there. Ole Miss is a top 4 team by every reputable power ranking. They are. I mean, if you asked me to seed them based on what the team is today, I wouldn't have any qualms about doing that. The issue is, though, is its resume is also a factor, and Ole Miss did lose to a very bad Kentucky team. That is preventing them from being... Hell, there's a real chance that even with the LSU loss, if you flip the result of the Kentucky game, that they're 5. But any Ole Miss victory over Penn State's fun for you. So you and Gunny Rob can run our mouths to one of your drill instructors. Uh-oh, you have a drill instructor, former drill instructor, Penn State fan? That sucks. Why isn't Tennessee ahead of Alabama? Alabama's resume is significantly better than that of Tennessee's. I don't agree with Alabama being ahead of, like I said earlier, I don't agree with Alabama being ahead of Miami with Ole Miss and Georgia not being ahead of Miami. FanDuel would have a 1.5-point favorite in the projected playoff game at Indiana. Oh, my God. I would get to retire early if that's the case. Alabama's going to win the SEC. I think I agree with you. Very real chance that the Big 12 could get left out, and that would be LOL. There is certainly a path to that. There is a path, and that path includes Army beating Notre Dame this weekend. Possibility of a G5 team getting a bye is a complete joke. I agree. As I say all the time, Boise State's best resume line is a loss. That's not bye worthy. Outback Bowl rematch would be pretty cool. Ole Miss would beat Indiana by 3 touchdowns. I don't disagree. Although Indiana's game control is quite good. Now, I don't think that they would be able to match up athletically, especially with Ole Miss's defensive front. But their game control is impressive. I mean, they really do blow people out, and they're well-coached, and Rourke's a good quarterback, and they've got some things going for them, but I do think that athletically they wouldn't be able to match up. So Indiana fans coming out of the woodwork this week. You remember when Ole Miss wasn't a worthy opponent for them to play in a bowl game? I remember that. What a joke that was. Tennessee fans showed their rear ends. You don't see A&M and other fan bases acting this way. Well, you know what they say, right? Hit dog hollers. That was Tennessee fans knew what was coming. They just didn't like what was coming, but they knew what was coming, and that's why you had the reaction that you did. Would be hilarious if Kentucky finally put it all together and beat Texas. Oh, my gosh, would it ever. I mean, Kentucky has the chance to do the funniest thing. I mean, I think Army beating Notre Dame would not only be awesome because the Army story is just incredible, but it would be really funny to watch Notre Dame lose to Army and knock themselves out of the playoff. There's a lot of really potentially funny results. You guys won't like to hear this, but nationally, Mississippi State beating Ole Miss would be one. Georgia Tech beating Georgia, knocking them out, would be one. Tennessee getting help this weekend and then getting beat by Vanderbilt, knocking themselves out of the playoff, would also be one. This only makes the Florida game more of a win and you're good. You're thinking they're going to handle business this weekend. That includes covering the 10-point spread. Yeah, and if they can get style points, go ahead and get them, because now you're playing for the opportunity to get a bye. And so the more impressive you can look, the better. If Notre Dame had not lost to NIU, surely they would be top 3 to 4-ish. Strange that loss doesn't seem to hold as much weight when their only good win is Texas A&M. It's one of those situations where they do have the A&M win, and it is just one loss. If they were to not have lost that game, they'd be at number 2 right now. Mississippi College should contact Advantage Business Systems to audit their whole school. Yeah, I mean, blaming NIL on why don't get me wrong. It's a very sad deal. It sucks. It sucks for every player on that team, every coach, every alum that cares. It really sucks. It's a terrible situation. Division II, Division III, FCS football matters. Blaming NIL on a Division II school folding their football program that hasn't had a winning season since 2009 is just looking for a scapegoat. It is exclusively scapegoating. There is no NIL money in Division II. There is no NIL money in FCS. There's often no NIL money in the Group of Five. There are lots of Group of Five programs that don't have any real money being made by their roster. There is no NIL money in Division II, and just you saw so many people just use the buzzwords. You know, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and this is going to happen more. How on earth can you go to NIL first when there's no NIL money in Division II football? There isn't any. You can point to rising cost, among other things. I mean, we're talking about a private college, right? It's expensive. You could have institutional mismanagement of finances. I'd be willing to bet that's more likely than NIL. You have a lot of financial factors at play. I mean, you've got former players talking about how they nobody asked them to help. To try to save the program. There was no external effort to save the program. There's a reason for that. It's not NIL. It's a very goofy debate that people had. Think Tennessee is one of the 12 best teams, but they have no shot at winning the title. Offensively, not good enough right now. Adam also reminds you to hit the like button. Yeah. Keep hyping me up, guys. And Cam, too. You guys are the best. Thank you. I've got a few hype men in here. Appreciate it. Feels like doing away with conference divisions might have been a mistake. I don't think it's a mistake. I think that what it will do is allow the conference championship game to, at least for the SEC, not have a loser. Not have a winner jump up and steal a bid undeserved. You won't have like an 8-4 conference champion. What they need to do and what they will do is they're going to go to 9 conference games. That will help, you know, everybody will have to play somebody else in the league one more time, which will help add losses to people, right? There's just one more week to sort some of this out. For Ole Miss, the Georgia win counters the Kentucky loss, and the SC win at South Carolina win counters the LSU loss. And beating Florida should only help their case. It's another bowl team who's playing well. Yes. It stinks that Penn State's going to get one of the best seeds in the playoff. That being said, if they draw Georgia, good luck. Yeah, if they get the 5, that would be such crap. But anyway, hope the team is completely locked in this week. Florida with Lagway is not the same team they were in the first half of the season. Better be ready. There is no reason to think that they won't be. They know it's a playoff game. They got to see Florida beat LSU this weekend. That certainly should help if there was any kind of possibility of a look ahead. That's not going to happen anymore. So we'll be very curious to see how Trey's return affects the offense. Hopefully will be even easier for other receivers to get open. In theory, it should. You hope Jackson doesn't laser focus on him and still continues to take what the defense gives him. What you find funny is the people in fumes over how Georgia dropped after the loss to Ole Miss without ever realizing it was anti-Ole Miss bias. They didn't rank Georgia. They ranked Ole Miss, then put Georgia behind. Yeah. Probably not going to be – oh, go ahead and give your thoughts on the Florida game. Ole Miss will still be locked in and will beat Florida up front and win by a few possessions, especially if Lagway is unable to move like he was unable to move last week with that front. Oof. Is there any team Ole Miss should be afraid of? Afraid of? No. Not afraid of. Ohio State's defensive front could give Ole Miss some problems. They're certainly capable of doing that. But, I mean, if Georgia couldn't, although Ohio State's probably better as a front six than, and their secondary is good. Ohio State's defense is quite good. It's very, very good. But afraid of? No. If Trey Harris is back, that should only help their odds. Lagway is going to be stiff in the pocket, which is bad for Florida. Ole Miss wins 31-17 type game. I did hear today, for what it's worth, no idea if it's true or not, but I did hear that Trey Harris practiced at 100% today. Is it true? I don't know, because nothing concrete comes out of that program, really. But that is what I heard today. Looking forward to seeing Gainesville in the Swamp for the first time. Should be rocking. That's a confident bunch down there. Why is the Big Ten seen as equal to the SEC? The Big Ten has 3 good teams every year. Everyone else in the Big Ten is mid. South Carolina, Arkansas would finish 2nd in the Big Ten. Maybe not Arkansas, but South Carolina would be one of the best teams in the Big Ten. It's the top. They have comparable resources, and the top is also very, very good. Michigan just winning the championship last year. Ohio State and Oregon have 2 of the best rosters in college football. That's why it's the middle and bottom in the Big Ten is not as good as the middle and bottom of the SEC, but they do have a comparable top. And also resource availability is equal in the Big Ten as the SEC when it comes to like individual payouts and stuff like that. Alabama's looked like they found an identity on offense with how they use Milroe. Yeah, we thought that before, though, too, in the Georgia game, though, right? And then it kind of fell off. We'll see. I'm with you, though. Kentucky beats Texas this weekend. Wouldn't that be funny? You legit can't remember disagreeing with anything I say, and you're a professional arguer of the highest caliber? Well, one day, hey, just wait till baseball season. I become very popular with our radio audience during baseball season. They really don't like me because over the last 2 years, I've talked about how bad the Ole Miss baseball team has been, and people don't like that, even though it was true. But anyway, ready for an Ole Miss-Indiana showdown in Oxford in an 11-6 showdown. Yeah, what would the weather be like in Bloomington if that result holds, by the way? Whew. Late December and Indiana, that would be fun. Tennessee beat Bama head-to-head and has the same record, but you got to look beyond just the record. Alabama's resume is better than Tennessee's. More ranked wins, et cetera, et cetera. Vanderbilt a better loss than Arkansas. Things like that. Big 12 gets left out. Don't worry. Cam Rising will come back for year 15 and save them next year. Yeah. Am I surprised that Ole Miss is getting the benefit of the doubt from the committee? You are. I am a little, but man, you can't ignore the way that they've played lately. I mean, it's impossible to look at what Ole Miss has done on the actual field and think, nah, they're not that good. And the committee acknowledged that today. They looked at the play on the field and realized that, hey, the team that played Kentucky is not the team that they're putting out there right now. Kentucky has a legit shot to beat Texas and also the Aggies. Night game at Kyle is a tall challenge. First game between these two team in ages. Going to be lit. Yes, that atmosphere is going to be absolutely insane. Insane. And hate-filled. And you don't get hate-filled with Texas A&M people. No, you get friendly-filled. You certainly don't get hate-filled. Not at all. Army beating Notre Dame in Tulane and losing to Navy after seeding. Wouldn't that be something? Talk to Bama friends and they're afraid that the SEC title loss would keep them out. 0% chance of that happening. I agree with you. Alabama, if they make the SEC championship, they're in. I agree with you. Pains you to say as a Marine, but go Army. I'm the biggest Army fan this weekend. Not going to lie, you went to the Swamp the year P.E.D. Greer beat Chad and the Rebels, and it was so loud your jaws hurt from clenching your teeth. Had your brother standing beside you, and you couldn't communicate. Wow. Yeah, that was one of those classic Hugh Freeze's team was not prepared to play games. You don't hate the Mississippi College name change. You just hate cutting football. I don't understand the name change either. I mean, I read the rationale, but the committee will reseed teams to avoid conference matchups the best they can. You think? See, luckily they're like Juracek, for example, is on the committee. Maybe he'll speak up and avoid this, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to match up as many SEC teams as possible to eliminate as many as they can by default. You would think the Big 12 champion would pass Boise. I tend to agree. I think they would. But, I mean, Arizona State's got a shot at that this weekend. Or if Boise did lose, look out for the Green Wave. John Summerall's a great coach. If I were Arkansas, that's where I'm looking. He's got to look back. But, yes, that's where I would look to. So in the scenario where A&M goes 10-2 and loses to Bama, who gets in? This includes Notre Dame winning out and Indiana losing by 10 to 14 points to Ohio State. Texas gets left out. A&M is the additional SEC team, and everything else is the same. If Colorado wins the Big 12, they'll jump for sure just for ratings. Yeah, they will. NIU's losing to Miami of Ohio as we speak. What a complete fall off. What a complete fall off that was. Been told the plan is the full band goes for road playoff games. Hell yeah, that's awesome. Attention, modern college football fans. You are not what your record says you are. Not completely. Not completely. Wins and who they're against do matter some as well. Georgia's resume is better than Ole Miss's. It is. It is. But Ole Miss was significantly better than Georgia on the field. I don't know if you can say that exact thing about Tennessee and Alabama. And Alabama's resume is significantly better than Tennessee's. Georgia's is better than Ole Miss's, but not enough to combat the dominance that Ole Miss displayed over Georgia. If Alabama and Tennessee played again, I mean, that would be a toss-up game every time they played. So, you just simply disagree with Alabama being ahead of Tennessee, but I mean that game was not the same. It did not shake out the same way as Ole Miss Georgia did. I mean here's your example. Alabama held Tennessee to 194 passing yards in the game. I mean, Samson went off, but those two situations aren't created equal. I'm only popular with Southern Miss fans. Yeah, there's one burner account in particular that's saying remarkably disgusting things in my mentions all the time, and it's pathetic and sad, but it's what this person just wants to do with their life, I suppose. Auburn could do us all a favor this weekend, but maybe Auburn Jesus doesn't think very highly of Reverend Hugh. What an interesting line that is, right? It's almost like Vegas expects Auburn to win that game. You're at the 15 Florida game. It was so loud. That was something else. Ole Miss was not ready for that day. If Tennessee and Texas are the last teams out, that's going to really piss the SEC off. But the SEC will still get four teams in, though. You know, I mean, those will get left out, but also you would have had A&M get in. So, pretty sure the 15 Florida game is the highest ranked team Florida's beaten since Urban Meyer left. I did not know that. Wow. Can you see it now? Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl against Big 12 champ Colorado. Kiffin versus primetime all-time ratings. That game would get so much hype, it would be hard to wrap your mind around. Ole Miss fans would raid New Orleans or Atlanta in the playoff. Heck, they'd travel well no matter what. Definitely. And the Rose Bowl is a possibility there. Barbara, what are you talking about? What? Oh, man. Austin, man, thank you so much for the super chat, my friend. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for the support. Say, ironically, the guy that could help Ole Miss make the playoffs if Ole Miss wins out is Hugh Freeze. If they win either game, then Bama or A&M are eliminated. Yes, absolutely. I mean, Hugh Freeze could do Ole Miss a big favor. Hell, Oklahoma could do Ole Miss a favor this weekend. Kentucky could do Ole Miss a favor. Frankly, this has nothing to do with the playoff, but Vanderbilt could just have a really funny result this weekend. But anyway, we'll be back on Thursday because we'll talk about the actual football game on Thursday, Ole Miss and Florida, and then the Who to Root For guide. We'll do that on Thursday. So appreciate you guys being here as always. This was a very good day for Ole Miss. The committee got it right. Georgia's schedule will not allow them to jump Ole Miss as long as Ole Miss wins. What they're playing for right now is the possibility to host a game. Otherwise, win, and they are absolutely, undoubtedly in the playoff. All they have to do is take care of business. We'll see if they can. We'll talk about it on Thursday. Y'all have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.